The Book of Ezekiel, Chapter 39. And you, son of man, prophesy against Gog and say, Thus says the sovereign Yahweh, Look, I am against you, O Gog, prince of Rosh, Meshech, and Tubal, and I will turn you about and will lead you on and will cause you to come up from the uttermost parts of the north, and I will bring you on the mountains of Israel, and I will strike your bow out of your left hand, and will cause your arrows to fall out of your right hand. You will fall on the mountains of Israel, you and all your hordes and the peoples who are with you. I will give you to the ravenous birds of every sort and to the beasts of the field to be devoured. You will fall on the open field, for I have spoken it, says the sovereign Yahweh. And I will send a fire on Magog and on those who dwell securely in the isles, and they will know that I am Yahweh. And my holy name I will make known in the midst of my people Israel. Neither will I allow my holy name to be profaned any more, and the nations will know that I am Yahweh, the Holy One in Israel. Look, it comes and it will be done, says the sovereign Yahweh. This is the day of which I have spoken. And those who dwell in the cities of Israel will go forth, and will make fires of the weapons and burn them, both the shields and the bucklers, the bows and the arrows, and the handstaves and the spears, and they will make fires of them 7 years. So that they will take no wood out of the field, neither cut down any out of the forests, for they will make fires of the weapons, and they will plunder those who plundered them, and rob those who robbed them, says the sovereign Yahweh. And it will come to pass in that day that I will give to Gog a place of renown for burial in Israel, the valley of those who pass through on the east of the sea, and it will stop those who pass through, and there they will bury Gog and all his multitude. And they will call it the Valley of Hamon-Gog. And 7 months will the house of Israel be burying them, that they may cleanse the land. Yes, all the people of the land will bury them, and it will be to them a renown in the day that I will be glorified, says the sovereign Yahweh. And they will set apart men of continual employment, who will pass through the land, and with those who pass through, those who bury those who remain on the face of the land, to cleanse it. After the end of 7 months they will search. And those who pass through the land will pass through. And when any sees man's bone, then he will set up a sign by it, until the buriers have buried it in the valley of Hamon-Gog. And Hamana will also be the name of a city. Thus they will cleanse the land. And you, son of man, thus says the sovereign Yahweh, speak to the birds of every sort, and to every beast of the field. Assemble yourselves and come. Gather yourselves on every side to my sacrifice that I sacrifice for you, even a great sacrifice on the mountains of Israel, that you may eat flesh and drink blood. You will eat the flesh of the mighty, and drink the blood of the princes of the earth, of rams, of lambs, and of goats, of bullocks, all of them fatlings of Bashan. And you will eat fat until you are full, and drink blood until you are drunk, of my sacrifice which I have sacrificed for you. And you will be filled at my table with horses and chariots, with mighty men, and with all men of war, says the sovereign Yahweh. And I will set my glory among the nations, and all the nations will see my judgment that I have executed, and my hand that I have laid on them. So the house of Israel will know that I am Yahweh their God from that day and forward. And the nations will know that the house of Israel went into captivity for their iniquity, because they trespassed against me, and I hid my face from them. So I gave them into the hand of their adversaries, and they fell all of them by the sword. According to their uncleanness, and according to their transgressions I did to them, and I hid my face from them. Therefore thus says the sovereign Yahweh, Now I will bring back the captivity of Jacob, and have mercy on the whole house of Israel, and I will be jealous for my holy name. And they will bear their shame and all their trespasses by which they have trespassed against me, when they will dwell securely in their land, and none will make them afraid. When I have brought them back from the peoples, and gathered them out of their enemies' lands, and am sanctified in them in the sight of many nations. And they will know that I am Yahweh their God, in that I caused them to go into captivity among the nations, and have gathered them to their own land, and I will leave none of them any more there. Neither will I hide my face any more from them, for I have poured out my spirit on the house of Israel, says the sovereign Yahweh.